Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are discussing, I'm just refreshing my memory on what the topic is, stupid ideas from Disney Imagineering. And we'll stick to the last maybe 5 years or so. I mean, there's still probably an entire series of shows from that. But a few ideas initially on kind of stupid ideas from Disney Imagineering. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, this idea for the show, I mean, I shared it with Donna, I think yesterday, and she said to me, I think her exact words were, "How's that different every show, every week?"
I mean, she has a point to a degree.
Yeah.
It's just more focused.
More focused. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We've got a list, a focused list. So.
Well, I think our general bashing is it's more on the fly
Yeah,
normally.
exactly. Whereas this is a well-prepared focus list.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I've prepared this for this one.
okay. I have done no preparation. So on balance, you
Yeah,
know.
on balance, we're fine.
Yeah.
So this one actually came about when I was listening to some Disney background music, some theme park background music earlier in the week when I was working. And I got really angry. I was like, why did Disney get rid of this? What the hell were they thinking? Which I'll come on to in a bit, but that's where this came from. But so we've got a list. The first one is quite a recent one, and it's the Tangled mural in the Donna actually raised. This is from Donna, because I got very angry about it last week, and it's always been there, but they decided
Right.
to refresh the paint on it very recently. Which is, you think, on a normal year, you think, well done, Disney. You've done the bare minimum that you need to do to, keep things looking fresh and new in the parks. Bear in mind, this is a toilet. But anyway, they did this maybe a few days after all of Diz Twitter and everyone was praising the incredible new Tangled ride that is about to open or has just opened in Japan. They've got this amazing new dark ride with incredible animatronics. They also have the same tower outside, but instead of it being exclusively toilets, they have an animatronic Rapunzel singing from the top of it. And then Florida's Imagineers team, maybe Imagineers is a stretch, decided, I know how we can react to this. We can give that paint a little refresh.
Have they also made it slightly bigger on the ground?
It does look like they may have done, yeah.
It looks like they've changed it slightly. If anything, I'd say it looks worse than it did before.
Yeah, I kind of agree, to be honest.
It looks like it has less detail to it.
Yeah, it does. But it's just weird timing for me on that.
Yes. But when you compare the two, and you've got on the one hand, you've got a brand new attraction and animatronics and all this sort of stuff, and then you got some paint on the outside of a toilet.
Yeah, basically. And there is the comparison between Walt Disney World and Tokyo Disney.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is it an unfair comparison in terms of, because obviously Tokyo isn't owned by
Correct, yeah.
the Walt Disney Company, I mean, I don't know whether they put more money into their attractions
They
than Disney
certainly
typically
do.
do, but
Yeah.
right, okay.
It's not necessarily Imagineering that are at fault. It's Disney. It's the finance people within Disney.
I suspect that will come up several times in this
Yes.
episode.
Yeah.
I think they're not always at fault. They are under certain limitations. But then sometimes the end product just doesn't look good. Like I don't even think the repaint looks good.
No, it doesn't. And as I said, it was the timing that was just very odd. Why not do it 6 months ago before anyone's talking about this?
Before everyone's talking about Tangled and how good it is, and then you look at the paint on the toilet.
And you go, we haven't even got an animatronic on this toilet. I mean, come on. I don't actually think they're toilets in Tokyo either. It is weird, isn't it? The more I think about it, the more it's weirder going for a poo in the same place where, Rapunzel lives.
Well, I mean, she's got to have a toilet in there somewhere, right, Ryan? I
She's got a lot
mean,
of bloody cubicles, Dan.
well, she might have been expecting guests, when they built it.
Also, if that is the case, why has she not painted every inch of the toilets? She was running out of space in the tower.
Very
Surely
true.
she should have wandered down to the cubicles and, presumably Mother Gothel would have made her clean them. So.
I mean, they never show that, do they, in the film? Like, they
No,
show we're doing all these other jobs,
but never cleaning the
but
toilets.
never cleaning the toilets. Yeah.
There you go. Imagineering wants some ideas. Send in a character actor dressed as Rapunzel to clean the toilets.
I can't get over the fact that how bad the painting on the ground looks like it, because it's so much less detailed than what's on the wall and what was there before.
Yeah, it
It
is.
kind of looks like a child's done it.
I was going to say the same thing, actually. Yeah. I mean, maybe it will look different in person. As this episode goes out, I will check next week.
I mean, maybe they're going to put more detail on it, but at the moment, it certainly doesn't look good. And
Maybe.
considering they seem to have, I don't know if they repainted the wall as well. It's hard to tell because the shades look slightly different. So I can't tell if they've repainted it. If they have repainted the wall, then they've repainted the wall with a lot more detail than they've repainted the floor.
Yeah, I'm not sure they have repainted the wall. I think it's just the bottom bit.
Yeah. The bottom bit is the only bit that looks significantly different, but
Yeah, and
then it's
it
hard
looks
to tell
older.
because, because the colours look slightly different, and I don't know if that's just, time of day and lighting of the pictures.
I shall reveal all when I'm there in person.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get, Piper's live reaction to the toilet mural.
I can say you can be the awkward person taking photos right outside the
Yeah. It's all right, it's
toilet.
for research purposes. Don't mind me. I'll do a podcast. So why are you taking photos?
Research.
Research. I share stuff on Twitter. It's on Twitter, all right?
X, sorry, X.
Okay, the next one on the list is a controversial one, I think.
Okay.
Why on earth did Disney close Splash Mountain? No, I'm joking. It's stop. I'm not going there. The next one is Moana Journey or Journey of Water featuring Moana, whatever it's called. Journey of Water. I actually have no idea what it's called. Is Journey of Water, I think.
Not to be mistaken with Avatar, The Way of Water.
Oh, apparently it's called Journey of Water inspired by Moana. I would not have got that in a million years.
Oh my days. Can we just stick naming all the things in a big bucket of Imagineering mistakes?
Yeah, I think that's a good one, actually. Just hire someone that can come up with a decent attraction name.
Because I mean, that is shocking, isn't it?
It feels like Bob Iger's gone. You've got to get the IP in there somewhere.
Yeah. It feels like they're like, okay, we need to include these 13 keywords
Yeah,
in this
in
title. Yeah, because
every attraction name.
every title is so long
Yeah.
and so unnecessary. There's about half of it just can just be cut out.
Yep.
Because at the
I know.
end of the day, sorry, I can't remember what's it called?
It's called Journey of Water, inspired by Moana.
Right, okay. So I feel like people are either going to call that Journey of Water
Or the Moana
or the
thing.
Moana Fountain.
Yeah. The reason it's on the list is not because I dislike the attraction or experience. Is it an attraction?
It's not an attraction.
It's not an
They'll
attraction,
probably
is it?
class it as an attraction on the website.
Oh, they absolutely do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not an attraction.
It's in the attractions subfolder within the
Oh,
website,
of course
so
it
they
is.
definitely they definitely also most people listening will have no idea what a subfolder means, but that was a little in joke for Dan and I. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, the reason I don't like it is because it's done exactly what I predicted it would do, and it's broken already.
Right,
So
okay.
this week, as we're recording, the whole finale scene where you flail your hands in the air and go, "Wee," the water goes crazy. It's all closed off. And
Love
throughout the last few weeks, I've seen people complaining that certain spots are blocked off and things because they're no longer working. And
it.
it's not even been open a year, or it's been open almost a year, or around a year, and it's
Has it really been
already
that long?
no. It was actually, yes, it was previewing. Yeah, I think it opened late summer for previews.
Okay. Okay, it's been open longer than I thought it was.
Oh no, it opened October the 16th.
Okay.
So actually, where are we now? We are
May.
how
So
many
a
months
little
later?
over 6 months.
So 6 months later, 7 months later, whatever it is, it's broken and parts of it are already shut off.
Yeah. Which you can understand. You can understand that happening sort of a month or two after it opens,
With
because
the
you get
kids.
teething problems. You get teething problems. But then sort of come 6, 7 months for something that particularly isn't a roller coaster type attraction.
Yep.
I don't feel like that's acceptable, really, is it?
It's not, it's 100% not acceptable. And but they must have known that this was going to happen. Because I mean, I'll be honest, Dan, some people at home may think that we're, engineers or designers. I won't say developers because one of us is. But we predicted this would happen and it did. So,
Yeah.
of all the minds that sit within Imagineering, I'm sure there were a few of them that went, you know what? This probably isn't the best of ideas, guys.
Are they proactive in fixing it though?
I've not seen that it's been fixed, but maybe it has.
Okay.
It could have
Because
been
I would
put down for a couple of days. I mean, it was still open, just certain bits of it are blocked off. And
Right, okay.
I did really enjoy it, and Piper absolutely loved it, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. I really want to do it at night. That's the biggest one of the biggest things I want to do on this trip, which is weird. But like some of the best views of Spaceship Earth look like they come from within Journey of Water.
Oh, okay.
So
Is is there is do you know if there's is there much lighting around the Journey of Water bit?
yeah, it's quite well lit.
Okay,
But I've not
okay.
seen it personally at night.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to do that.
Because I think that's they made a big fuss of the Pandora, didn't they?
Yeah.
Land being, oh, it's fantastic at night, and it's like,
Yep.
really? Really? Which bit are you looking at?
I mean, I've been to it at night and it does, some parts of it do look good,
A very small part of it, though. I feel like they hyped it up quite a
they
bit,
did. And they
and it
also
hasn't delivered.
at one point they were like, the plants are going to react to your touch. They definitely said that.
Yeah.
And they don't.
No.
They definitely don't.
I feel like they definitely cut the budget back on like the nighttime experience for
Yeah.
Pandora.
Well, also the park's never open when the sun's down, so
Yeah, also true for quite a big, quite a part of the year. It's not.
yeah, it must only be like December. Oh, even December, I think it shuts at like 5.
Oh, right, okay. Which I suppose it is probably Probably dark,
dark-ish
isn't it? Yeah.
at that time of day, because I assume it gets dark at sort of 4:30, 4:30, if it's Yeah.
similar to here.
Yeah. But yeah, the other thing is, it still doesn't feel like it's in the right location, Moana.
What being in
Being in Epcot.
Epcot?
It's also a weird spot in the park, but I mean, I enjoyed it. But I just think it being down 6 months after opening, or parts of it being down 6 months after opening, and not just that's not the only instance I've seen. There's been several instances I've seen of people taking photos of stuff not working. Just shows that it was very poorly designed, either very poorly designed or very cheaply implemented. One of the two, maybe both.
Right. I mean, well, I agree with what you said. I agree with everything you said. I mean, for me, it just doesn't feel like an attraction. It just feels like it's not necessarily a case of it's in the wrong place, because I don't really know where I would put it. To me, it feels like an attraction queue.
Yeah, it kind of does actually.
Yeah.
It does almost
Maybe a
work that
little
way as
bit,
well.
more glorified, but at the end of the day, you know, this is basically the only presence of Moana, isn't it? There is a meet and greet, isn't there?
Yeah, some I think she intermittently appears.
But it's just like, it doesn't feel like that's a very good presence for Moana in the parks.
No. No, I agree.
It feels like they should have an attraction, and this almost feels like it should be the cue of that attraction.
Yeah, because there's concept art for a Moana boat ride.
I mean, that would make a lot of sense.
So that's been rumored for Animal Kingdom in the past.
Right.
They're now thinking it may come to Paris. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Because Bob Iger's like, yeah, we're definitely investing more in Paris. Cool, sure, mate.
It's like, really? I mean, technically investing more than nothing, yes.
Yeah, we haven't seen a
But
ride open in Disneyland in a Disneyland park for like 25 years.
yeah, and they've already scaled back their plans of what they had, that what they were going to invest in.
In the studios, yeah, or whatever it's called now. I can't even remember the name because it was so bad.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I can't remember what that was.
I
It
can't.
is something terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which brings us back to naming.
Oh yeah, definitely. And also, I should probably Disney Adventure World.
Oh, that is terrible, isn't
I mean that can I mean that's a little one that we can just add to the list just
it?
as a
Yeah.
mention.
Disney Adventure World.
The bad name.
I mean, it's just, can you just imagine the search results? You've literally got Disney and World in there.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many confused people.
Yeah, they don't make it easy, do they?
You search Disney Adventure World and you get the Disney Parks website first. It's Disney Adventure World, Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
That's just not to be confused with the Disney California Adventure Park.
Or Walt Disney World.
Or Walt Disney World, yeah. They somehow they've made a name that just clashes with everything.
Yeah.
It's quite an achievement in itself.
They're trying to like say that this park is going to be as good as those other parks, and it's not. And they failed at the
Maybe
first hurdle.
that's the confusion that they want, because what they'll do is you'll get people that'll be like, oh, maybe it's the California Adventure Park, because that's in Disneyland and we're going to Disneyland Paris. And they'll look and they'll be like, oh, those are some really good attractions there. They just want people to get confused, because they don't want people to actually realize what's in that park.
And then you turn up and it's a French Spider-Man shouting at you and you don't understand what he's saying.
And you go and see a show and half is in French and half is in English.
Yeah. I'd rather it all be in French.
Yeah, just do one or the other.
Yeah, just pick a side. Okay, so we've had the Tangled Mural, we've had Journey of Water. The next one on my list is what sparked this idea. And it's removing illuminations at Epcot.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
That show was packed every night.
Mm-hmm.
They've had Epcot Forever, which I know was only temporary. They've had Harmonious. No, they haven't had Harmonious. Yes, they have. That's at Magic Kingdom, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was
Because
it?
I was gonna say, are we talking, obviously you're talking specifically Illuminations, but I mean there's many shows that we can talk about here.
Yeah, I mean, what did they? I mean, so now it's called Luminous, the Symphony of Us. I mean, what is that name?
That's shocking again. Wait,
Again.
oh hang on. So which no hang on, which one is Harmonious? That is Magic Kingdom, right?
It was.
What?
No, it was. I'm sure. No, it was Epcot. It was Epcot. I was right.
Oh, was it? Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. God, I was worried that my Epcot knowledge wasn't what it should be.
Hang on, which is the Magic Kingdom one?
It was. Wishes, then Happily Ever After. Then they changed it to something else,
Oh, okay,
and
that's what,
now it's
yeah.
back as Happily Ever After.
Yes.
But I can't remember
Okay.
what the in the middle show was called.
No, I mean the fact that they've had to go back and forth in multiple parks is just shocking.
Yeah.
Because I mean they've done it in have they done it in every park? I'm trying to think, because obviously they've done it in Epcot with Illuminations, Harmonious, whatever, all the various things.
Yep.
And they've done it in Magic Kingdom. They had to backtrack on
Animal Kingdom one is
the
gone.
Animal Kingdom.
The Hollywood Studios one has remained, but is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's definitely the weaker of the shows.
I mean, let's Fantasmic fan is fantastic and should remain until the end of time. And
Naturally.
I'm fine with them updating some of the scenes in it as the years go on. As they have
Yeah.
done. It's taken them a
Yeah.
little bit too long to do that, but I'm fine
But
with them doing that.
keep the concept.
Yeah.
That's
The
fair.
Hollywood Studios projection show was just pants.
It was a weird one because I didn't mind it when I first saw it. And then
Yeah.
I saw it again and I was like, it's not as good as I remember it.
Yeah, I think I did the same. And we saw the Christmas
Yeah.
one a few years ago, and that was absolute dog poo.
I remember you saying that.
Jingle bell, jingle bam. I tell you what, my bell was not jingling. Wasn't sure if I was going to say it. I said it anyway.
It's just they I so many misses with the shows recently,
Yeah.
and I don't know why that is. I don't know whether they're trying to do it on the cheap. I don't know if they're.
They're forcing IP, I think, is what it is. And it doesn't always work. I think with Epcot specifically, the
Right.
Harmonious was a massive, like millions of dollars put into it failure. The feedback I've not seen whatever it's called, Luminous the Symphony of Us yet. We'll see it next week or the week after. But
I just love how they got this hang up on using us, haven't they?
I know.
Harmony, us, luminous, something, something, us.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. I did literally just read it out.
Yeah.
Luminous, the Symphony of Us.
That's such a bad name.
It's such a terrible name. But like Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, that's like not too dissimilar in terms of words used, but makes more sense.
Yeah.
But from what I'm seeing of the feedback, everyone's saying the show isn't as busy as it was a few months ago when it made its debut.
Okay.
The IPs don't work that well in the context of the show, and everyone wants Illuminations back.
Right, okay. Because I mean that's the thing. I mean they're obviously trying to draw people away from Magic Kingdom essentially, aren't they, for the nighttime show. But are they ever going to achieve that? I don't know. Because the grand spectacle that is seeing the nighttime show at Magic Kingdom, can they beat that? In Epcot, I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think
Although
so.
ultimately, I suppose they're not trying to beat it. They're trying to create a show that draws enough people just to take a little bit of the pressure off Magic Kingdom, would be my guess.
I think what they're doing is trying to get more people into Epcot for later in the night, so more families into
Oh,
Epcot to
okay.
stay longer to spend more money. Whereas, for a lot of families, I would say that World Showcase post 6 p.m., especially on a weekend, especially during festival season, isn't the best place to be.
Yeah, and that's in some ways they've a problem they've created for themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're a part of that problem. We like drinking around the world, but we never go crazy enough to like upset families, obviously.
They never go crazy enough to climb a pyramid.
No. I was right behind him. I was like, I'm gonna. Oh no, he's done. No, okay, he's being escorted away. He probably only had two beers.
Well, yeah, probably Bud Lights.
Two Bud Lights. Yeah.
Oh, we have a hangover tomorrow,
He will have a hell of a hangover and a park ban. Look, you can say a lot about the UK, but we're proud that we can take our alcohol, okay? So yeah, I want to see Illuminations back. I don't think there's a show that as I've ever had a connection with as much as that. And I could come away after watching, hold on, Luminous, the Symphony of Us, and be absolutely blown away. I went into Harmonious with some, I guess, like reservations. So if I had been, if it was good, I would have been like surprised, pleasantly surprised. It's not like I was going in with really high expectations. And I thought the show was terrible. And I'm glad it's gone. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about this. I haven't actually watched it, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, you haven't watched a stream or anything like that.
No, I've got no idea what to expect. I've not listened to the soundtrack. I've seen people's opinions on Twitter, as you scroll past and things. But I've not seen the show myself yet. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I hope it's like third time's the charm.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they do come out with a decent show. But yeah, I to a degree I feel like a lot of the shows of late, and I know we've said this before, they're too reliant on projections and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't fully know what, because I've not seen any streams of Luminous, the Symphony of Us. So I don't know, are they projecting? Are they projecting on water? Are they projecting on screens? Are they? I'm assuming there's projections in there somewhere,
There is
basically.
projections, I think, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right, they are, I think they're overly reliant.
Yeah, I think these days they seem to be.
And it's the
I think
same
that.
money. And that's all
Oh
that's all.
yeah. Oh, completely. I think that's one of the things that Happily Ever After did lack. I think they've improved it slightly. I think when they brought it back, I think
Yeah.
they've improved it slightly, and that they have put more fireworks into it. But when it was that original version, it was definitely lacking.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So I think for me, that's another Imagineering misfire or stupid idea. I've got a couple more for today's show. Removing the Great Movie Ride from Disney's Hollywood Studios, I think, is the biggest mistake that Imagineering have made, in certainly in Walt Disney World. I think even beyond removing Illuminations, I think it's the biggest mistake they've made. Two reasons. One, someone high up at Disney, when that decision was being made, knew that they were, well, I can't remember if at some point if they already did this. They own Lucasfilm and they were about to buy Fox.
Right, okay.
Someone at Disney knew that that was happening. Bob Iger certainly did. And I suspect everyone in the on the board, including Chapek, who at the time was in charge of parks. Yet they still made a decision to shut down the only attraction in the park that it was supposedly about movies and Hollywood, and put in an attraction that the more I ride it, the more I hate it.
But is that because it's where Great Movie Ride stood, or is that because
I don't know if it is.
Because I really like the attraction.
It's another bad name.
Yes.
Is in a, you can't say
It's Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Yeah, it's difficult to say.
You screwed it up.
It is difficult to say. I don't think the name isn't as bad as some of the other name choices that we've
No,
had.
I agree, yeah.
It's not as bad. It is difficult to say, definitely. And it's probably a bit too wordy, you know, but it at least makes sense that, you know, I'll give them that. I do like the attraction. I mean, but I agree with you that taking away the Great Movie Ride, which definitely needed like a redo.
Massively, like it needed a revamp. But Disney have, I mean, even before Fox, Disney had enough of its own IP to put in that revamp.
And the thing is, obviously in California, they built an entirely new building for it, didn't they?
And we were talking about it, I think, last week. Where is the perfect space to put Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway? It's in that space where the Little Mermaid show isn't at the moment. It's in the space where Star Wars Launch Bay is. They could have put a big ass show building in there and had Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway there, split the crowds off a little bit more to that side of the park where there is literally no one going there at the minute. And you've got a bit more, A, you've got a new attraction that's not replacing an old attraction, which Hollywood Studios desperately needs. And B, you're using space that no one cares about currently.
I mean, I think that's one of the biggest faults is that, you know, Hollywood Studios, yes, it's got Toy Story Land, yes, it's got Galaxy's Edge, which obviously two big sections of the park, but it needs more.
It needs another
It
two
simply
lands,
need
really.
yeah, it simply needs more. And you think when you've taken out like quite a big attraction in Great Movie Ride, you know, it just seems like a complete misstep, doesn't it, in that instance, in that
It was a
case.
perfect opportunity to implement what I think would be a fantastic land choice for Hollywood Studios, which is like the Toon Land kind of area of like Roger Rabbit. So where you have like Roger Rabbit, where you go in, he goes into and it mixes with Disney cartoons and Looney Tunes and things like that. Obviously, you couldn't have Looney Tunes, but you could have that kind of aesthetic, similar to how Toontown works in California. Obviously, I know they removed it at Magic Kingdom, but if you focused it a bit more on kind of like the movie side of it, you could put in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway in that area of the park. You could also put in Roger Rabbit's Spin or whatever it's called, which is a pre-existing attraction in California that they could update slightly, but it would fit really well in there. Roger Rabbit also has a history of being in Hollywood Studios, MGM, and it would have just fit really well. Instead, they put an inferior attraction, in my view, into the Chinese theater, an iconic movie theater that now has nothing to do with cinema.
The setting of it, when you remove the Great Movie Ride, the actual putting it into the Chinese theater again is a very strange choice.
So I think I would have, if it was me, if I was in charge of Imagineering and I signed off on the budget, I would have said 100% it needs an update because the queues, it's 20 minutes, it's 15 minutes. Like people aren't riding this as much as they used to. So let's take out the really old film references, maybe leave Mary Poppins in, and let's put in, I don't know, some of our more recent films. Let's build some cool animatronics. You could put in some Star Wars stuff. You could put in, even some animated stuff like Moana and Tangled and have some cool animatronics in there. You could have like an animated bit as part of the actual attraction itself.
And it doesn't even feel like it, I mean, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't even feel like it would be that expensive
No.
because you don't need to change, you know, going back to what it was, you didn't need to change the track or anything like that. You just needed to change the scenes. And a lot of the scenes, yes, there were some animatronics in there, but a lot of them was like static. And you kind of think, well, you know, how much money would it take to build a load of static new scenes, throwing in some animatronics into it and things like that? You've got some live act that, obviously they had live actors and things like that. They just have new costumes and new lines. Like,
I mean, and to be honest, if I've got my Disney hat on, I'd probably, as part of the reimagining, just do what they did with Living of the Land and put in a just a speaker. Now, I do think that a lot of the charm of Great Movie Ride was that person doing the actual voice, but I'm just putting my, penny pinching Disney hat on.
Because
But
I mean, is that part of the thing? They were like, well, we want to build this new attraction. Is it going to be cheaper for us to retrofit the Chinese theater, or is it going to be cheaper for us to build the brand new building? I'm assuming
retrofitting would have been cheaper.
you would assume so, wouldn't you? Obviously, there's a degree of there's a degree of, well, they've got to try and fit it into an existing structure, but then at the same time, they don't have to rebuild the track or anything, or, do all that sort of stuff. They don't have to build brand new ride vehicles. They obviously just have to retheme the ones that they've got. So, yeah, on balance, it feels like it would be cheaper. And I wonder if that was, part of the reason.
Yeah, quite possibly. But I do think it's a real shame.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just say, go back to it. If I think it's a great attraction, the new attraction, Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway, is a great attraction. I do really enjoy it. I think it's very clever the way it's been done.
Yeah, I agree.
But, it should have been in a brand new building. That's what Hollywood needed. And then Great Movie Ride would be rethemed, reskinned,
Yeah,
modernized.
I think so, and it leads on to the final one on my list, which is related, and I think that renaming Disney's MGM Studios to Hollywood Studios has made the park significantly worse over the years. That thinking change. Now I know the name had to change because MGM is now owned by Amazon, and
Well,
it wasn't at the time.
no, I think there was a big gap, wasn't there,
There was a
between
big gap, but I think they kind of saw, okay, this isn't going to be a thing for us in the future. But I would say that a lot of the steps, I feel like the park has lost its charm. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Toy Story Land. I love Galaxy's Edge. I love Tower of Terror. Rock and Roller Coaster. It's a good coaster. I'm happy for Aerosmith to take a step back now. I love Fantasmic. Fantasmic now is my favorite nighttime show at Disney World. But it still feels like the charm that the park, the unique feeling that that park had, which was, not necessarily you're in the movies, but you're walking around the movies, you're seeing like active movie sets, like Indiana Jones is kind of that. The old car stunt show was kind of that. Whether it was good or bad, it all kind of tried to have that theme. And now it just feels like I'm not really sure what the theme is. Is it like putting you in your favorite film? Because that kind of works in some cases, but not all. So I just feel like that charm has been lost a little bit, and I think it's a real shame, because I would say if you go back 10 years ago, it was probably my second favorite park. And now, I don't know where it sits. It's either last or second to last.
It's an interesting one for me, because I think in terms of where it sits in the rankings, because there's very specific attractions in Hollywood Studios which are fantastic, and they're some of my favorite attractions.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
But when you look at the kind of the visit and the day experience as a whole, it does lessen that.
You could be done in half a day on a quiet day.
You could be, and I don't know.
Not if you're doing everything, but if you're doing
No.
like the things that you, the key things we're obviously in a very luxurious position where we've been multiple times, and I think we should acknowledge that. If you're going for the first time, there's no way you're doing that park in half a day.
No, that's very true. And I guess to a degree, it also depends on who you're visiting with.
Yep. Yeah, because you're not doing any park in half a day if you've got little kids.
Yeah, exactly. When you've got a young family and things like that, it's naturally going to take you longer to get round, and you're going to be doing things that you wouldn't necessarily be doing if you were just going as a couple or an older family, that sort of thing. So there's definitely that element of it. But even still, you compare the size of Hollywood studios to the likes of Magic Kingdom. It's just a world apart, isn't it?
It just feels I there were so many like cool things, like they had the writing stop. Everything was themed, I think, really well. And now I think it's just like an Imagineering team has just vomited 10 ideas and stuck them in a park, and it just doesn't work as well. Because like the writer's stop, it all worked with like, and you've still got like the ABC commissary as a quick service. It doesn't make any sense there anymore because that whole part of the park has nothing to do with behind the scenes movie making. Because you walk around the corner and you're suddenly at Grand Avenue where you've got Baseline Tap House, and then you've got the Muppets opposite. It just is just a load of crap put in a park. And don't get me wrong. As we said, some great attractions. Baseline Tap House, one of my favorite places in Disney World. Ogre's Cantina, one of my favorite places in Disney World. But and the individual theming in those places is great. But together, I think the park has lost its charm.
I definitely know what you mean. I feel like you sort of look back on it and you think MGM Studios feels more iconic. It feels more together, doesn't it? I feel like I definitely know what you mean. Something has been lost, I think, over time. And I
And they
don't
made some
think.
great films there. I
I
mean, one of my favorite Disney films of all time was made at MGM Studios, Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But I think I don't know if the original plan of the park, I don't know if that just shot them in the foot a little bit, because essentially what we're saying is the entire park was one theme, right? And that's very difficult to like. I feel like it's difficult to maintain going forward, because I think a lot of the other parks, obviously you've got Magic Kingdom, Epcot. And even Animal Kingdom, they have lands. Whereas I think, obviously, like back in the day, Hollywood Studios or MGM didn't have lands. It was just the park. And they've almost gone to this transition phase where they've now got Galaxy's Edge and they've got Toy Story, two very specific lands, but you've got the rest of the park, which is still,
Doesn't really work, does it? It doesn't
no,
match.
it's still part of the original entire park land. And so you've kind of got this hybrid where you've started putting lands in, but you've got the rest of the park, which is kind of a, now it looks like a bit of a mismatch.
And that's where I think like my head is at with it. And I used to love going in the writer's stop, and I'm gonna keep coming back to it because it was a great location. The days before Starbucks.
Can't go back to it, Ryan, though. It's gone.
I
It's gone.
know. That's where they had the carrot cake cookies. And I just loved, the overall theme of the park. And I do, do I feel immersed when I'm in Galaxy's Edge? 100%. 100%. It's fun. It's phenomenal. And I won't take anyone that says that land, the first time I walked into that land, the sounds, the sights, I was in Star Wars. Yes, would I have preferred it to be in Tat on Tatooine or Naboo or
Somewhere
Coruscant?
you've heard of,
100%. Yeah, 100%. They made a mistake by not doing that. But I love Batuu. I think it's fantastic. And they've done such a great job. Smuggler's Run, piece of shit. But outside of that,
I mean, there's another point as well, isn't it? The kind of the missteps that they took, because that to me, so I suppose just to go back slightly, the whole MGM thing that you're saying, I think it's definitely a mistake. I think they definitely lost something. I think it's probably difficult for them to maintain that. Like maintain that entire park theme. So to a degree that I think they're constrained a little bit. But when you come to mistakes, specifically for Imagineering, there's definitely some things in the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge that are a mistake, you
And Toy
know.
Story Land.
And Toy Story, yeah, I mean, thinking of Star Wars, you've
Yeah.
got the fact that they've, you know, set it in Batuu, this place that doesn't exist in any of the films.
Yeah.
They've tied it to a specific time zone.
Which the majority of fans, you know, I think we can always say this is Star Wars fans. Star Wars fans hate the three most recent films. I don't know why. Like now everyone's watching Phantom Menace. I'm sure 10 years ago everyone hated it. Now it's the most watched Star Wars film on Disney Plus. Like it's mad.
It's
I've always liked
because
the
they
prequel.
got a new thing to hate, you see.
Yeah, I've always liked the prequel trilogy personally.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with the prequel trilogy. There's definitely missteps in it, but then there's missteps in the original trilogy as well.
Oh, I
You know,
mean,
there's.
Return of the Jedi, I'm sorry. Most of it's absolute bollocks. Little teddy bears taking on a whole battalion of stormtroopers. Give me a break.
They're painted out to be these perfect films when they're really not.
No, they're not. There was mistakes in all of them. But I agree, setting it in the new trilogy, I get the idea because it's and it, you know, it's the films that the kids are watching now. And we've got to remember that. But equally,
But then at the same time, surely the kids are watching all of them.
yeah, exactly.
Ultimately, if you're interested in Star Wars, you would watch all nine films. You're
Yeah.
not just going to watch the sequel trilogy and be like, oh, well, that's done because those are the new ones.
And also, they're like, oh, Luke Skywalker, he's been gone for 30 years. I don't know who that is.
You would, as adults bringing your children up with Star Wars, you would watch all of them.
Yeah, I agree.
So you know, they're, I can understand them. I can understand the thinking. Oh, you know, if we put it to a specific timeline, then it all makes sense, you know, because otherwise, why would we see this character with this character when they're, you know, lifetimes apart?
Yeah, but then
But
I just want to meet General Grievous. I don't care about anyone else.
exactly. The majority of the fans that are visiting Disney World do not care.
No,
They like Star Wars. They want to see Star Wars. They want to see their favorite characters when they go on holiday to a Disney park.
Yeah.
They just don't care, and so they've immediately shot themselves in the foot. It doesn't matter that the films weren't as, you know, commercially successful and fan loved as Disney probably wanted them to be. Regardless, even if the films were like super popular, you're still missing six other films
Yeah,
in that
and
part of the
also
park.
that whole audience. You'll always relate to the Star Wars films that you grew up with. I'm a firm believer in that. That's why we like the prequel trilogy, because when the prequel trilogy came out, we were at that perfect spot to for Star Wars to connect with us. And I, you know, I'd seen them on video before, like the original trilogy, but those three films, especially Revenge of the Sith, I remember
Oh,
seeing
yeah.
that in 2003, 2004, whatever it was, and I have never been more excited to be in the cinema than seeing that movie. And it's my favorite Star Wars film by a distance. Equally, as a grown man, fast forward to when The Force Awakens came out, I was there at the midnight viewing, incredibly excited. So, you know, it does carry on. Disney made some big mistakes with those films and with Galaxy's Edge. I mean, write the plan down on a bit of paper before you give them to what were three different directors before you brought back J.J. Abrams. But there we go.
yes,
That's a
yeah.
different podcast. But yeah, I think Galaxy's Edge, 100%, they made some missteps there. I think there's one ride too short. They had plans for three, they scrapped the third. Smuggler's Run is terrible unless you're a pilot. That's another issue.
Yeah, that's another a poor decision, isn't it? You kind of think, you know, you're getting people to focus on things on buttons, not
Yeah.
on the screen in front of them.
Yeah.
Immediately you think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't I can't I it's surprising. I don't believe I can't believe how they didn't foresee that.
I genuinely can't believe it because that attraction I know we said it before, is like a 1 or 2 out of 10 if you're in one of those other positions. And if you're the pilot, it's like an 8 out of 10 ride. I just don't understand the thinking behind it.
Yeah, because I mean, at that point, it's basically like, well, you're better off just taking away those other positions and you just having them so that you sit there
Yeah.
and you watch,
Yeah.
even if you're not piloting.
Yeah.
That would still probably make a better experience because then they're more involved in what's going on rather than pressing these buttons.
Yeah, exactly. No, I
Yeah.
completely agree. So I think those are the bad points on Galaxy's Edge, unless you had any others.
No, I think those are the two sort of big standout points, isn't there? Obviously, the name has gone. The other attraction.
Rise of Resistance.
Rise of the Resistance,
That's a
yes.
great attraction.
A great attraction. It definitely has its technical flaws,
Yeah.
which you could argue are Imagineering faults,
Pretty
because
damning on Imagineering again, yeah.
why did they build it in a way that it took so long to reset it every day,
Yeah.
that it was difficult to manage at the, when it opened. But as a whole, the attraction is very clever. There's some fantastic bits in it. All round, it's a great attraction.
Yeah. And then I think my problem with Toy Story Land is it's just a stupid idea. It's a stupid idea,
Yes, yes.
but you know, Anne
For
is
a
back to
similar
Earth.
reason to Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
They've made this, they've manufactured a theming to it that they just didn't need to.
No, like it could have just been a garden
Yeah.
with toys in it, and or it could have been anything. Like, why do we not have Al's Toy Barn? Al's Toy Barn.
Yeah.
Like,
I was talking, yeah.
that's the gift shop. Straight
Yeah,
away. Pizza
that is
Planet.
it. It's
It's the restaurant straight away.
so easy.
It's so easy. How could you get it so wrong?
These are the things that people connect with. These are the things that people know. Al's Toy Barn is a huge part of Toy Story 2. Pizza Planet is a huge part of Toy Story 1. It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And I know people were like, well, they tried Pizza Planet before. Yeah, okay, but the pizza was terrible. So make a good Pizza Planet. Like, and I said that the idea that I had was that you turn them into toy sets of the locations.
Yeah.
So the exterior of Al's toy barn looks almost like toyish. And
Yeah,
then, so you're
it
still the
looks like
toys.
a
You're the
yeah.
toys.
Yeah,
Which
it
means,
completely it looks like a toy set of Al's Toy Barn. Yeah. Yeah,
then it
like it's got
works.
a massive handle on the roof or something like that to make it look
Exactly.
like it's a play set that you pick up and walk away
Scratches on the
with.
side or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. If they want to go to that theming,
They
fair
could have done it.
enough. Yeah, they could have, there's ways that they could have done it. Instead, you end up with a barbecue restaurant.
Well, you can't meet the characters.
Yeah, and it's like, what does barbecue have to do with Toy Story? There's no mention of barbecue in Toy Story,
No,
right?
they've just gone cowboys. I'm sure they like barbecue food.
Yeah. And I mean, even then, I'm trying to think, Midway Mania. Are you meant to be the size of a toy? I
I
suppose you
can't remember.
are, aren't
I
you?
think so.
Yeah. I guess there's just less emphasis on it.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's weird is that you have a giant Woody, a giant Jessie, and a giant
Yeah.
Buzz. But are they meant to be the Woody, Jessie, and Buzz, or the ones that you meet walking around the Woody, Jessie, and Buzz?
Yes,
Because
I've
you
never
can't have
considered
both.
that.
You know, you can't say I'm in Andy's backyard. Oh, and there's Jessie, and she's
Yeah.
talking as well, by the way. Like, what, you know, when Slinky Dog is going around, she's going yeehaw, whatever Jessie does, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and she's just walked past me, like
Yeah. And she's like only a few height, few feet taller than like the adults that are walking around. Yeah, I'd never really considered that. Because thinking that, yeah, you when you walk in, there's a giant Woody. And yeah,
It's
that is
just not
very
thought
strange.
out, but it's so
No,
easy.
because that's it's yeah, it feels like they've tried to overthink certain bits of it. It's just like, why try and make, I don't, maybe they're just trying to compete with the Harry Potter land. Ultimately,
But
I think
our
everything,
idea that we just came up
yeah.
with does compete with Harry Potter because it's well
But
themed.
well, yeah, there is that. If you go down that line of saying, well, everything's the size of a toy, then yeah, they probably do. They probably do. So there's probably just miss, th things that they could have done better in that.
I mean, not opening Toy Story Land without a shop has to be one of the biggest misfires in
Oh,
Imagineering
completely.
history.
Because
Because
I could not believe it when they didn't open it with a shop. Like, it's Disney.
it's
It's
Disney.
a theme park. Exit through the gift shop and all that sort of stuff, and there's no gift shop.
Toys, Al's Toy Barn, or Al's Toy Barn would be one of the most profitable shops in Disney World if that was a proper shop. Because if a kid's just been on Slinky Dog Dash or Ass or Midway Mania, and they haven't already got Woody, Buzz, Alien, Bo Peep, Jessie, etc., etc., etc. We've got about 50 characters in Toy Story now. Al, oh, by the way, Al's does everything. You're buying your kid one of those.
It
It's
just it
such
just
an
make
idiot
it
move.
makes yeah it makes no sense, does it? And the thing is, like, going back to comparing it to the likes of the Harry Potter lands, not plural now, in Universal Studios, you know, obviously with Universal Studios, they had they you know obviously there's eight Harry Potter films,
There were eight films, seven books, yeah.
core films, and you know, yes, that is over multiple years. Like, the storyline of Harry Potter is over multiple years, but it's not over multiple decades. So, like, when you talk of, like, Star Wars, it's difficult to build a you can't build the same experience because you've got a storyline over multiple decades. You know, it's you can't if we go back to that point, you can't pin it to a specific timeline. You know, you can't do the same thing that you did with Harry Potter, because Harry Potter's over a much shorter time frame. I feel like they have an easier job with Toy Story, because yes, it is over, I mean, it's what, over
Probably 12,
10 or so,
15.
10 to 15 years, something like that, the time span of the films. But obviously the toys don't change. Like,
No,
the age of the toys don't change.
and you could set it in Toy Story 1 and 2, and it doesn't really make a difference.
No, because you could set it in Toy Story 3, just thinking of things. Al's Toy Barn's still going to exist in that universe. It's still going to
As
exist.
are
Pizza Planet's still going to exist.
all the characters that we know, other than
Yes.
Duke Kaboom or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves is Canadian stunt guy.
Canadian stunt, yeah.
I mean,
Who's one of the best characters?
he's probably like the best part about that movie, because that movie was pants.
Yes. No, so I didn't mind Toy Story 4.
I thought it was crap. I only see it once though, so I probably should watch it again.
I think there were, again, there were missteps in it. They didn't focus enough on some of the core characters. They focused too much on some of the newer characters.
Yeah, it felt like Buzz wasn't really in it.
No, he was barely in it. Yeah. It was mostly Woody and then a lot of new characters. I enjoyed it. It wasn't the best one, you know.
Especially after the like perfect ending of three,
Yes.
which really was a perfect way to end the franchise.
And now we've got a second film after, you know, coming after that.
But yeah, we've got Toy Story 5, where that happy ending that Woody had, Buzz is now going to come back in for some reason.
Yeah, because literally they've had, like, Woody's had like two endings. The ending of Toy Story 3 and then the ending of Toy Story 4. Like, is he not going to be in the fifth one, or are they going to bring him back again?
I don't know. But yeah, I think those are the main the ones I had for this week's show. We've got a few suggestions from listeners, which I'm going to save for a different episode, because we've talked a lot. I think we had a bit of a Disney Hollywood Studios dump at the end. But we're not Imagineers. Like obviously, maybe we should be. Obviously, decisions are made for certain reasons, but it really does feel, really with Hollywood Studios, especially as we've talked through some of the decisions that have been made. I think especially Toy Story Land. We can talk about Star Wars until the cows come home, but Toy Story Land is so obviously wrong that and it's such an easy one to have got right, that it just doesn't make any sense as to what they've done.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it? Because you just think, when you're spitballing, okay, what are we going to put? We're building a Toy Story Land. What are we going to put in it? What's the iconic things of Toy Story? It's just bizarre, isn't it?
It's very odd.
I Googled Toy Story 5 to see what would come up and see what the whether there was any kind of rough storyline. And I thought, is this is Toy Story 5 page. It says trivia. When Bo Peep gets taken away, the car driven by the new owner has the license plate blah. And it goes into a whole backstory of how when Toy Story 2 was like deleted by mistake.
Oh yeah.
The license plate is related to that. I don't know what they're talking about. I think has there been like a snippet trailer or something for Toy Story 5 or
No, nothing at
no.
all yet. Nothing.
I don't know where they're getting that Bo Peep reference from. Is that from a previous film?
I don't know actually.
I
I
don't know.
really
I'm really
don't.
confused by this now.
Unless
I wondered if they were talk if they were saying that
that's how both people got lost in the first place.
well, no, I was wondering whether that was the premise of Toy Story 5, like Bo Peep gets taken. Because obviously.
Woody's like, I will find you. And when I do.
Woody's doing his best Liam Neeson impression. Or like, oh, could you imagine Liam Neeson in Toy Story 5?
Oh yes. Bring it on. He's
Yeah,
like
come on. He's
Woody's
got.
dad kind of character.
Yeah.
That would be
Oh,
incredible.
yes. Because
Make it happen.
he's done so many sort of like comedy bits related to his Taken character
Yeah.
since being in Taken.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
It's perfect for Toy Story as well.
That could work so well. I think they need to do that.
Yep, I agree. There you go, Pixar.
I don't mind a Toy Story 5 if you get Liam Neeson in there.
Get Liam Neeson in the cast, and we are there.
Yeah. I mean they did it Keanu.
Exactly.
Just get Liam
Get him in.
Neeson in.
I'm 100% on board with that. Right, well, on that absolute bombshell, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please leave us a review if you have. If you've got suggestions on kind of what you think Imagineering has gotten wrong, and I think we'll do another episode where we say what Imagineering has got right, because I think that's fair. And there is a lot of amazing work that the Imagineering team do. And as we said at the start of the episode, we're not criticizing anyone individually, apart from Zach Ridley. But I think as a whole, Imagineering is really restricted by Bob Iger and the finances. I'm not even going to throw old Pearly White's under the bus here. Josh D'Amaro, for anyone thinking who I was referencing.
I knew, I knew.
I really love the cast members. Yeah, I really love my guests, but I'm not going to pay you a fair wage. And I spit on guests. He doesn't act. He hasn't spat on a guest just for legal sake,
We know of.
that we know of. Yeah, but
Unless they asked, I don't
yeah, pay him.
know.
And Imagineering do fantastic work. There's no doubt about that. I am in awe of all the great work they do. They're massively constricted by budget, as Tokyo proves in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Throw budget at
Good.
them, they produced just outstanding attractions that no company can compete with.
Yeah, because it is worth saying that obviously, yes, Tokyo is owned by a different company. But they still have Disney Imagineers coming in to help them work on these attractions.
They're still designing the attractions, they're still building the animatronics, they're still doing all
Yeah.
of that.
It's
And
because they are fantastic at what they do. There's just hiccups sometimes.
It's usually from the top. And considering the parks are what is making Disney the most amount of profit right now, I hope that Imagineering is giving the resurgence that they desperately need, because what they can produce, as we've seen recently, is it is it I genuinely think it's making your childhood come alive. Like, when they get it right, it really is. It connects on a level that, it's why I go to the parks. We complain about the parks week on week. Like, we do all these poor review episodes, but at the heart of it, the parks connect with me like nothing else on the planet. Okay, apart from my family, I should. But you know what I mean? It's. Maybe I'll edit that out.
They don't listen to it. It's flying
No,
around.
they don't, to be fair. That connection is what Imagineering has done. And I just hope that the future of the parks, especially the ones that are more well known and more visited, like Walt Disney World and Disneyland Paris and Disneyland, which has just got agreement on a huge, the biggest expansion they've had since they opened California Adventure. I just hope that Imagineering is given the budget that they deserve to make the magic happen. And that sounds very corny, but that is how I genuinely feel about the Imagineers and everything that they do.
Yes, I mean when you look at we were talking about it the other day, weren't you? When you look at how much money Disney World in particular makes in a quarter and how much profit it makes, it's disappointing to see things like the Imagineering department cut back.
I think I said that Disney Parks in the last quarter made, was it 7 billion?
Ooh, I can't remember. It was something like 1 point something billion profit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 1 point something billion profit in the last quarter. And I think they made like 7 billion, 8 billion revenue. So these parks are making billions in profit. And it doesn't feel, especially in the US, let's not forget that Paris does have some work going on at the minute. I mean, it's cut and paste, a lot of it, from what's already built elsewhere. But Paris is getting work. Disney World, I mean, they've announced changes to Animal Kingdom 2 years in a row, and we still haven't got spades in the ground. D23 this year could be massive. It could be. Equally, it could be a massive disappointment. So we'll see. But yeah, please leave us a review if you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you again next week.